Shalom aleichem rabbeisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the fifth part of the first and main topic of Parshas Balak, the brochos that Bilam HaRosha was forced to give Am Yisrael. That's what we learned so far. And the next part we're going to learn what Bilam told Balak, what Am Yisrael is going to do to his nation, Moav, and the other nations at a later date. By the Aliyah of Shvi, Perek Chov Dalet, Posuk Yud Dalet. Ve'ato, hine ni'olich le'ami, lecho i'otzecho, asher yaseh hom azeh le'amecho, ve'achariz hayomim. And now, says Bilam to Balak, I am going back to my nation, I'm going back home. I was unsuccessful in providing the services that you hired me for, to curse Am Yisrael. But let me give you an eitzah. Let me give you advice how to destroy Am Yisrael from within. The Torah doesn't tell us what that advice was. But Rashi tells us, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Bilam told Balak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates znus. If you convince the girls of your nation to be machshel Am Yisrael in znus, that will bring about their downfall from within. That's one thing I want to tell you, says Bilam to Balak. And the second thing I want to tell you, what this nation, Am Yisrael, is going to do to your nation, Moav, at a later date. Says Rashi, Hoylech le'ami, I'm going back to my nation. It could have simply said, I'm going back home. Why did it say, my nation? Me'ato hareini kishar ami. Now I'm just like a poshto goy, like the rest of my nation. Because she is talek HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'olai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fed up with me, he's not going to speak to me ever again. So I'm now just like anyone in my nation. Lecho i'otzecho, ma lecho lasois, let me give you advice, what should you do? Umahi ho'itzo, what is the advice? Elokeim shel elu soyne zimahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates znus. Kedisa v'chelek, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshens, the continuation of that Gemara, Bilam tells Balak to be mafkir, the benois moyov, to be machshel Am Yisrael in znus. Where do we see a hint to that in the Torah? That it was Bilam's idea to be machshel Am Yisrael in znus. It doesn't say what the eitzah is over here. It says Rashi, Teida shebilam heisi eitzah zu lachshila mezimo. I'll prove it to you that it was Bilam's idea. Sharei nemar, later on in Parshas Matos in Lechemes Midyon, when the warriors brought back the women from the war, they didn't kill them. So it says over there that Moshe got upset. And he says, Sharei nemar, heino hoyu levnei Yisrael bedvar Bilam. It's these women that were machshel Am Yisrael in znus with Bilam's advice. You see, it was Bilam's advice to be machshel Am Yisrael b'znus. And on to the second thing Bilam tells Balak, Asher yaseh ha'om hazeh le'amecho, mikro kotzor uzeh. The posuk is missing words. Namely, you have to split the posuk into two. I'otzecho, what's the eitzah le'achshilom, to be machshel them. And the second thing I want to tell you, v'oymar lecho, ma shein asidim lehora le'moyov v'achris hayomim, what Am Yisrael is going to do bad to Moav at a later date. Namely, Umochat Pasi Moav will see in Posuk Yud Zayin. Now, Targum Mefarash Koitzero Ivri, the Targum fills in the missing words. As Targum says, Iso Amalchinoch, let me give you an Eitzah, Modisa Abed, what you should do. The Targum doesn't speak out what the Eitzah was, but he fills in those missing words. And Vachaveloch, Modi Abed, let me tell you what they're going to do to your nation at a later date. Posuk Tezvov, Vaiso Meshaloy Vayomar, Num Bilam benoy ve'oir num agevel shesum ha'oyin. And he starts talking allegorically, and he says, these are the words of Bilam the son of Be'oir, the words of the man who is shesum ha'oyin. Two pshatim Rashi before. Either one of his eyes was poked out, or he sees very well. Ne'um shemeya imrei el v'yodea das elyoin machazei shadai yechazei. These are the words of the one who hears the words of Hashem, and who knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. He knows when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Machazei Shaddai Yechazei, he's able to see a nevuah from Hashem, but only when he's noifel, only when he's sleeping and in bed. Then he's uglui einoim. That's when his eyes are uncovered to see the nevuah. פסוק י"ז, הראינו ולוי עתו, אשורנו ולוי קרוי, ודורך כיכוב מיעקוי, וקום שבט מישראל, ומוחץ פסי מאוב וקרקר כל בני שייס. Says Bilam, I see what's going to happen in the future, not now. Ashurenu is a synonym for erenu. I see it happening, but not in the near future. What's going to happen? Dorach koichov miYaakov. A star will come shooting out from Yaakov. This is referring to David HaMelech. The lashon of dorach, to step on, is taken from the moshel when you step on a bow and arrow. The old-fashioned arrows used to be a human height. And in order to pull back the bow, in order for the arrow to go shooting, you would have to press down on this big bow. And that's how you would step on it and pull it back, and that's how you shoot an arrow. That's dorach, you step on it. Memela, every time you shoot an arrow, that's called to be dorach kashtoi. Even on a small arrow, that's used as a borrowed term. So we hear dorach koichov miYaakov, just like an arrow goes shooting through the sky, so to a star, it travels through the sky. Referring specifically to the mazel. The mazel of Am Yisrael will rise up. This is referring to David HaMelech, when he will become king, become Shevet miYisrael. Shevet is a staff. A king has a staff, and that's how he shows rulership. And David HaMelech will be Mochatz Pa'asei Moyov. He will crush the edges of Moyov. Rashi will tell us exactly what that means. How will he crush the edges of Moyov? Vekarkar. He will pierce, kill, and destroy all the nations that start off with Am Yisrael, who are all descendants from Sheis. He was the third son of Adam HaRishon. Hevel was killed right away. Cain, true, he had children, but they were all wiped out in the Mabul. Basically, all of humanity are all descendants of Sheis. And David HaMelech will karkar, he will pierce, kill, and destroy all the goyim that come from Sheis, those who disturb Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Enu royani shvochi shel Yaakov ugdulosoi. I see the shvach, the gdulo of Am Yisrael, avaloi ato. Who? Elulach hazman is going to happen at a later date. Dorach kuikro veketal gumoi. As Targum says, Kad yakum malko miYaakov, a king will arise from Am Yisrael. Loshen dorach kashtoi, the word dorach comes from stepping on a bow. Shaykoichov oivir kachet, like a star, moved like an arrow through the sky. Kolema yakum mazel, a good mazel will come up. Vekom shevet melech roideu moishel, a king who rules. Umochatz pasei moyov ze David. Shenem arboi hashkev oizom alzo, he laid them down on the floor. Vayamaded shnei chavolim lahomis, two-thirds of them he killed. If he killed two-thirds, that's roiv, most of them. I'm not sure why it's called pa'asei, the edges of. It's most of them. Any idea? Vekalkal loshen koire, to pierce, to dig. K'muyani kalti, makeves bonu kaltem, ikro ivri nochal, different psukim that this word means to pierce. Kol b'nei sheis kolomois. Basically, all the nations, Shekulam Yotzu min Sheis, Benoi Shel Adam HaRishon. Everybody is a descendant of Sheis. Pasuk Yud Ches, Vehoyo Edoim Yireisho, Vehoyo Yireisho Seir, Oyevov, V'Yisrael, Oysecho Yil. And when Moshiach comes, the land of Edoim will be an inheritance. An inheritance to who? The Pasuk itself explains. Voyo Yeresha Seir, Seir is Edom, that's the land where Edom live. They live in Eretz Seir. Seir will be an inheritance to who? To his Oivov. Who are the enemies of Seir? That's Am Yisrael. Here's another example. He has to be makpid on the proper pronunciation of the taimim. You must put the comma after Seir, not after Yeresha. V'hoyo Yeresha Seir, Seir will be an inheritance, comma, to who? To its Oivov, namely Yisrael. Not Seir Oivov. Seir Oivov. V'hoyo Yeresha Seir to its enemies. V'Yisrael Oisachoyl, and Am Yisrael at that time will be very matzliach. In Rashi, Targum says, Benichsin, will be very rich, will be matzliach, and what they do. Says Rashi, V'hoyo Yeresha Seir Oivov. Le'oivov, to its enemies, namely Yisrael. When would those happen? Pasuk Yutes. V'yeyod miyakov v'hevid sorid meir. And there will be a ruler coming from the house of Yaakov, referring to Melech HaMashiach. And he will destroy anybody left over from the cities of Edom. Says Rashi, v'yeyod miyakov. V'oid yihye moishel achel miyakov. Besides for David HaMelech, that we spoke about in Pasuk Yud Zayin, there'll be another moishel, another king. Behevid Sorid Meir Achashuva Min Shel Edoim, namely he Roimi Rome, it will destroy Rome. Val Melech HaMashiach Oimar Kain Shenema Boy, a Pasuk in Tehillim, V'yerd Miyom Ad Yom, same Loshen, V'yerd Miyom Ad Yom to rule. And a Pasuk in Evadio, V'lo Yesorid Leveis Eso, same words as our Pasuk, Sorid. So you see that this Pasuk is referring to a Melech HaMashiach, V'yerd mi Yaakov, and it's referring to the destruction of Edom from the word Sorid, as it says in Evadio. Posuk Chov v'yares Amolek v'yisom shaloi v'yomar rishis goyim Amolek v'acharisoi adei oived. And Bilam then saw the destruction of Amolek in the future, and he says in a vua, allegorically, and he says, Reishis goyim Amolek. Amolek was the first of all the nations to start up with Am Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. And then the Parshas Beshalach, before Matan Torah, less than 50 days after we left Mitzrayim, they started up with us. V'acharisoi, the end will be Adei Oyved. He will be completely destroyed. Says Rashi, Vayares Amolek nistakel bepuranus shel Amolek. He sees the puranus, the destruction of Amolek. And what does he say? Reishis goyim Amolek hu kodam es kulam. He started up with Am Yisrael before anybody else. Leilochem Yisrael. V'kach tirgem unkelus. That's our unkelus teaches the pasuk. V'acharisoi lehi'oved biyodom. He'll be destroyed by Am Yisrael. Shenemal timche es zeichar Amolek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us in the Torah and Parshas Kitzeitzei to destroy Amolek. Posuk Chof Aleph, Vayares HaKeni, Vayison Meshaloi Vayomar, Eison Moishovecho, Vesimbase LaKinecho. And then Bilam sees the Keni. The Keni are the descendants of Yisroi, and they were living next to Amolek, either now or in the future. And Bilam sees that. Vayison Meshaloi Vayomar, and once again, he opens up his mouth with an allegorical nevuah, and he says about the Bnei Yisroi, the Keni, Eison Moishovecho, your dwelling place is a strong dwelling place, namely among Am Yisroel. V'sim basela kinecho, the moshel is to a bird. Kinecho means a nest. If a bird wants to put its nest in a safe place, he puts it in a high rock where other animals can't get to it. V'sim basela kinecho, your nest is in a rock in a strong place. Says Rashi, Vayaras HaKeni, Lifishoyo Keni Takua Eitzel Amolek. The Bnei Keni, the Bnei Yisroi, lived next to Amolek. Where do we see that? Kunyan Shenemar and Sefer Shmuel, Vayimar Shaul Ela Keni, when Shaul HaMelech went to fight the Amoleki, Rashi mentioned above, he tells the Keni, move away from Amolek, so you shouldn't be involved in this war, and I shouldn't kill you by mistake. He's Kiroyach Amolek, therefore Bilam mentions the Keni right after Amolek because they lived next to Amolek. Nistakel begadlusom shol bnei Yisroi. Bilam sees the gadlus, the gedula, the greatness of the descendants of Yisroi. Shenemar bohem, a posuk in Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Tir osim, shim osim, suchosim. The posuk ends of heimo akinim, and the Gemara Sanhedrin darshens each of these words to tell us that they were very choshuv. They were part of the Sanhedrin. Eison moishovecho. Says Bilam, Tomeyani, I wonder, Meichon zochizo lekach, where were your Yisroi zoiche to have that your descendants are going to be in such a stronghold with Am Yisroel? Haloi ato imi hoyisa ba'atza sovan ischak moloi. You were with me when we were the advisors of Paroi and Mitzrayim to oppress Am Yisroel in Mitzrayim. And now look where I ended up. And look where you ended up. The Medrash tells that Bilam was one of the advisors that said yes to oppress Am Yisrael, and Yisrael said no, not to oppress them. And look what ended up with you. Look what ended up with me. V'aton is yashavto be'eson umoi shel Yisrael, and now you have this dwelling place, a strong dwelling place among Am Yisrael. פוסק חובז כי אם יהיה לבואיר קוין אדמו אשור תשבקו.
Because even, what's the worst that could happen to you? Even if you go into Golos together with the Aseres HaShvotim, the word levoir, which usually means to be consumed, over here it doesn't mean consumed completely. You'll be consumed from your place. Namely, even if Ashur will take you into Golos with the Aseres HaShvotim, Admo Ashur Tizbeko, how far will Ashur take you? They'll take you to Lachlach and Chovoil, but that's it, eventually he'll come back, you won't be destroyed. That's why you have a very strong place among Am Yisrael. You're guaranteed never to be destroyed.
It says Rashi, ki im yihye levoyer koyin. Koyin is referring to the Keni, the Bnei Yisrael. Ashrecho, you are lucky. Shenitkato letoikiv zeh. Yet you got that you're in this strong place. Sheincho nitrad oid min oilom. You'll never be thrown out of the world. You won't be wiped out.
Ki af im ato osid ligloisim aseres hashvotim v'tihye levoir mimokum shenis yashavto shom.
You'll be devoured, meaning you'll be thrown out of your place, not from the world.
Ma bekach, so what? Admo ashur tishbeko. Ad heichon umag lo ischo. Where is he going to take you to already? Shemo lachlach v'chovoil.
With aseres hashvotim ended up.
Ein zet tirud min oilom.
At least you're not being thrown out of the world.
Ela tiltul mimokum lemokum.
But v'toshuvim shara goluyos, you'll be returned when the goluyos come back.
Posuk chov gimel v'yisom shaloi v'yemar oi mi yichye misumoy el.
And once Bilam mentioned that Ashur is going to take Am Yisrael into golos, says Bilam, I have some more to say about Ashur.
V'yisom shaloi v'yemar, and again he speaks in his allegorical nevu, and he says, Oy, mi yichye misumoy el, who will be able to live at that time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be sumoyes eile. The word eile is not a shem Hashem. It's short for eile, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put this, namely, Sancheirim Melech Ashur upon the nations. Namely, Sancheirim Melech Ashur will destroy many nations and take many nations into golus. Pozukhov Dalet.
Ve'etzim miyad kitim ve'inu ashur ve'inu eiver ve'gam hu adei oived.
But then the kitim, referring to the roimim, the Romans, they're going to come with boats. The word tzim means boat. They're going to come with boats and they're going to conquer Ashur. They will torture Ashur and they will torture all those that are on the eiver anor, on the other side of the peros. But ve'gam hu adei oived, they too, namely the kitim, the Romans, will also only be around until they will be completely destroyed.
Says Rashi, "Vayisom mishaloi kevon sheizkir shvias Ashur, that Ashur is going to take the Keni into Golus."
Omar oy miyichye misumoy el miyochel acher says atzmoi misumoy es ele
from Hakadosh Baruch Hu putting these gzeiros upon him,
shaloyosim olav agoyzer es eile, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who makes all these gzeiros, who could escape these gzeiros?
Namely, shiyamu tzancheirev v'yevalbel es kol ha'umoy, tzancheirev is going to conquer the whole world and throw around all the nations to take him into golus.
But then, v'oid yovoyu tzim miyad kitim, v'yavru kitiyim shem roimim, bebironiyos gdoilos al Ashur,
with big ships, they'll come to fight against Ashur, ve'inu Ashur, ve'inu Eva, they will torture them.
Ve'inu oisam shebe v'ranon, ha'aparos.
But ve'gam hu adei oived, that also will only last until they will be destroyed.
V'chin pirish Daniel ad diktilas chevso ve'uvad gishmei.
In the Nevuah of Daniel, he talks about until the last chayo, namely the last golus, the Romans, will also be destroyed.
Over here, Rashi seems to be translating the word adei as until. V'gam hu will only be in power until he will be destroyed. He quotes the Pasuk of Daniel, ad diketilas cheveso. Above, in Pasuk Chof, v'acharis adei oived, Rashi didn't say anything. Both over there and over here, Targum says adei means forever. They will be forever destroyed. Does Rashi mean to say only in this pasuk, or also in the previous pasuk, it means until they're destroyed? If so, why didn't it say it over there? Any idea exactly if it's muchach that Rashi over there also learned that until they will be destroyed, or like Targum that it will be destroyed forever? But then again, why would Rashi sit the Pshatim? It's not clear to me. It says Rashi, Vitzim means Sfinois Gedoilois, big ships. Kidirsi Vitzi Adir Targumoi Ubuni Ramso, big ships. Posuk Chof Hei Vayo Kome Bil'om Vayelech Vayo Shovlim Koimoi Begam Bolok Holach Ledarkoi. Bil'om gets up and he goes, returns back home to Pesuil, to Aram Naharaim. And Bolok also goes on his way, their ways split. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Bolok, which took up most of the parsha, the brochos of Bilam to Am Yisrael, and the other nevuos he said over here at the end. On to the second topic, where they're going to be Machshel Am Yisrael, the Bnois Moyov, with Znus and Avodah Zarah. Posuk Alev, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, Vayochel Ha'om, Liznois, El Bnois Moyov. Am Yisrael dwelled in a place called Shittim, and the nation that's Am Yisrael began to do znus with Bnois Moyov. That was the Eitzah of Bilam. Says Rashi, Bashitim kach shmo. Liznois el Bnois Moyov al di atzas Bilam kedisu bechelek. The Gemara Sanhedrin told us, we saw before. Posuk beis vatikren olo om lezivchei Elohehen vayoich alo om vayishtachavu leilohehen. And these Bnois Moyov, they called Am Yisrael to join their Avodah Zarah parties, to join them when they brought korbanos to their gods. And the nation ate from the Zivchei Avodah Zarah, and they began bowing down to their gods. The pasuk ties together the Liznois el Bnois Moyov, the Znus, together with Avodah Zarah. How did this combination happen? Znus and Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, Vayishtachavu leiloi heihen. Kshetokav Yitzroi Olov. When a person, a Yid, Yitzahara, overpowered him, Voimala, he shomili, be mizana with me. What would she do? Vimuitzio loi dmus poyome cheiko. She would pull out an Avodah Zarah from her lap. Voimeres loi. First, Yishtachaveloze. Bow down to this, and then you can have me. That's how the Znus and Avodah Zarah were tied together. Vayitzomed Yisrael elev al peoir, vayicharaf Adonai beYisrael. And Yisrael became attached to the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor, and Hashem got angry at Yisrael, and a magefa, a plague, started happening among them. Says Rashi, Peor. Why is it called Peor? The word Peor means to reveal oneself. Al Shem Shep Puyarim Lefonov, they would reveal themselves Pia Tabas, their private part, or Meitzin Re'i, they would use the bathroom in front of this Avodah Zarah. Vizui Avodosoi, that was the avoid of this Baal Peor. Vayicharav Hashem b'Yisrael, Sholach Bohem HaGeifor, HaMageifor, so the plague started. Everybody wonders, what kind of Avodah Zarah is this? What kind of disgusting Avodah Zarah is this? What's the idea behind it? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Roish Yeshivas Mir. The idea of this Avodah Zarah is, there are no boundaries. Do whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want, in whatever, what way you want. Zero boundaries. That is the ideology of this Avodah Zarah. Posuk Dalet Vayomer Adonai El Moshe Kach Es Kol Roshei Ha'om Voika Oisom El Adonai Neged HaShomesh V'yoshoi V'charoinaf Adonai Mi'Yisrael. Says Hashem to Moshe, take all the leaders of the nation in order to judge all those who are over Avodah Zarah. Whoever was Avodah Zarah Voika Oisom, they should be hung to death for Hashem, Neged HaShomesh, in front of everybody. Neged HaShomesh means by the sun, namely in public. And that is the way that Hashem's anger will subside, will be removed from Israel. Says Rashi, Kach es kol Roshei Ha'om, Lishpoit es Ha'ovdim Lepoil, to judge them. Voika Oisom, not the Roshei Ha'om, es Ha'ovdim, those who worship David and Zorah. Voika Hitliya, to hang. Over there is mefurish that they were hung. So you see the word hoika means Avodah Zarah. Ha, Frekt Rashi, why are we hanging them? Avodah Zarah is chayv skila, as it says in Parsha Shoivtim. Says Rashi, no. V'din Avodah Zarah beskila, of course they get skila. V'chol aniskolim nitlim. After they get skila and they're dead, then the din is that you have to hang their body. That's the din. Niskolim or nitlim. And it says in Parshas Kisaitse, neged haShemesh le'ein koil publicly. Medashagodo haShemesh moidia es achoitim. The sun would let know who was choite in Baal Poir, even if there was no edim and asro. How so? He'onon nikpal mikenegdoi. The onon will fold over, and then he has no protection from the sun. And the sun is shining on him. That was a sign that this person was oivet avodah zarah. Posuk hey vayoimer Moshe el shivet Yisrael hirgu ish anoshov hanitzmodim leva'al peor. And Moshe tells the shivet Yisrael, the judges, each one should kill the people from his shevet, those that attached themselves to Baal Peor. Says Rashi, hirgu ish anoshov. Each one of them killed two people. Kol echod ve'echod midayoni Yisrael hoyohirig shnayim. V'dayoni Yisrael, how many dayonim were there? Shiva riboy u'shmoinas alofim. That's 78,000. And some Gersois have in Rashi, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, v'sheish meois. 78,600. That's based on the cheshbon of the sorei alofim, sorei meois, sorei chamishim, v'sorei asorois, that the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisroi. So there's 78,600 dayonim. If each one of them kills two people, times that by two, you'll end up with 157,200. That's how many people were killed. Says Rashi, posuk vav, v'hine ish mibnei Yisrael, bo v'yakrev el echov es hamidyonis le'inei Moshe u'le'inei kol hadas bnei Yisrael, v'heim avoichim pesach oihel moed. It seems that most of the people that were nichshal in Benois Moyov and in Baal Peor were from Shevet Shimon. So they were being killed right and left. So they come over to their Nasi, Zimri, and they say, do something, we're being killed. So Zimri takes a Midyonis, a Goyish woman, and she comes to Moshe. And he brings her to Moshe and he tells Moshe, tell me, Moshe, could I marry her? Of course, Moshe says, of course not. To which he tells back to Moshe this chotzuf, and who is matter you to marry Tzipoiro? And he's doing this in front of the entire nation. And they are crying at the entrance of Oyel Moed. Who is crying and why are they crying? Says Rashi. Bine ish mi bine Yisrael bo niskabtu shivto yishol shimoin eitzel zimri shuyon nosim shalohem v'omu uloi onu nidoinim b'misa, we're being killed right and left. V'ato Yoishev, you're sitting here doing nothing, do something. Kedisa be'ilu enan esrofin, the Gemara Darshat. Es ha-midyonis, who is this midyonis? Kozbi Basur, the princess, the daughter of the nesichim of Midyon, Tzur. Ma'amalchi Midyon. Ve'le'enei Moshe, omar lo'i Moshe, zu asura muteres. Tell me, Moshe, she muter asur? Im toimer asura, bas Yisroi mi tira lecha, who allowed you to marry Yitzipoira, daughter of Yisroi, she's also midyonis. Kedisa hosam. The Heima Voichim, they are crying. It seems from Rashi that Moshe Ubeis Dinoi are crying. And why are they crying? Nis'al memenu halocha. Moshe forgot the halocha that kola boyel haramis kanoim poigim boy. This Zimri ben Solo went ahead and was boiled this Kozbi Basu. And he forgot the halocha that kanoim poigim boy. Go kula memuchu, everyone's crying. What should we do now? Be'egel omad Moshe keneged shishim riboy. By the Egel, Moshe stood keneged shishim riboy v'am Yisrael. Namely, to be mechaper on Am Yisrael. What did he do? Shenema v'itchan adashodok. He ground up the Egel and he gave them, and he took care of the situation. He stopped them agave over there. Stopped them killed. Those who had to get killed were killed. He took control of what's happening. But v'kan rofu yodom. Here Moshe Rabbeinu, his hands were weak. He didn't know what to do. So heima boichim, either Moshe obeys dinoi, could be Am Yisrael also. Maybe that sounds like from Rashi. I'm not sure exactly. The Rabbeinu Bechai says mefurish that it's the Bnei Yisrael were crying because of the Magefa. And why indeed? Why did Hashem make Moshe forget? So Pinchos should get schar for doing this act of kanoim poigim boy. Posuk zayin vayal Pinchos ben Elozo ben Aroin HaKohen vayokom mitoich hoido vayikach roimach biyodoi. And Pinchos, the son of Elozo, the son of Aaron HaKohen, remembered the halacha. Haboy Lagami's Kanoim Poigim Boy, and right away jumps up from the crowd and he takes a roimach, a spear in his hand. Says Rashi, Vayal Pinchos Ro, Maise, he saw what's happening. Vinitzka halacha, he remembered the halacha. Omalu le Moshe, Mikublani, Mimcho, you taught us. Haboy Lagami's, a person who is Boyla Goy, a Shikta, Kanoim Poigim Boy. Omaloi says, Moshe Rabbeinu to Pinchos, Karaino de Galto, the one who read the letter, Iuleve Pravanko, he should be the savior. You thought of it, you do it. Miyad veikaruim arbeyodo, I posuk ches. Vayovo yachar ish Yisroel el akubo. Vayit koires shneihem eis ish Yisroel ves hoishel kovoso. Vatiyotzar amageifo me'al b'nei Yisroel. And Pinchos goes after the Ish Yisroel, namely after Zimri, El Akuba, into the tent where he was being boiled Kozbi Basur. Vayit Koyreshneim, he puts the spear through both of them. He kills them, both the Ish Yisroel, Zimri Ben Salu, and both the Isha, the woman, Kozbi Basur, El Kovoso. He did it by their lower stomach, namely while they were in the act. And you could see, everyone saw that he didn't kill them stam. They really were, he was being boilaramis. And as a result of that, the Magefa stopped from Bnei Israel. Says Rashi, El Akubo means El Ho'oyel, into the tent. El Kovoso, completely different word. Kovoso means stomach. Kamoi halochoyayim ve'akevo. Kevon betoich zachus shel zimri ve'nakfu shelo. That their private parts were still together. V'ro kulam shelo ilechino marogam. Everyone saw they didn't kill them for nothing. V'albe nisim nasuloi kedisa osam. The Gemara Sanhedrin gives a whole list of the nisim that happened to Pinchas in order to do to kill them. Posuk tes va'yehiyu hamisim b'magifo arba ovesrim olef. 24,000 people died in the plague. This is besides all those people that the Shoiftim killed. Rashi made a cheshbon before, 157,200. Besides for that, also 24,000 people died in the Magefa. Adkan Parshas Bolok, with the brochis of Bilam to Am Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael, B'machshel Bnei Yisrael in Znus, and Baal Peoil, and Pinchas, who saved the day with his kanos. Rachamono idkalon kanausei de Pinchos kanoe. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.